From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The French president heads to Moscow today in an effort to secure Russia's cooperation in fighting Islamic State. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports both France and Russia are shaken after recent attacks by ISIS.
Despite holding different viewpoints on what to do about Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, France and Russia have drawn closer in recent weeks after losing hundreds of their citizens in attacks by ISIS. Hollande will ask Russian President Vladimir Putin to focus his country's air power solely on ISIS and not waste time bombing other opposition groups to Assad.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reporting. Pope Francis says religion can never be used to justify violence. In his homily in his first Mass in Africa, Francis told a crowd in Nairobi, Kenya, that interfaith talks are not a luxury, nor are they optional. He says they're essential. He also emphasized traditional family values, urging Catholics to resist practices that foster arrogance in men or hurt or demean women. Millions of New Yorkers and tourists are expected to line the streets of Manhattan for the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, city officials, though, are urging the public not to stay home despite fears of terrorism.
After the attacks in Paris, a propaganda video released by ISIS appeared to make threats against New York City and showed images of several Manhattan landmarks. But New York Mayor Bill de Blasio dismissed that video as old material. De Blasio says there is no credible and specific threat against New York City or this Thanksgiving tradition. As he told NPR,
"We are not going to let terrorists change who we are. We've had this parade for years. It's always been very well protected. And we'll continue to do so."
The NYPD says thousands of officers will protect this year's parade from Central Park to Herald Square, including 1,300 officers from counterterrorism units who will be assigned to the parade route for the first time. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
The family of Frank Gifford says the late NFL broadcaster and Pro Football Hall of Fame running back had a degenerative brain disease. NPR's Nathan Rott reports Gifford is part of a growing list of former players discovered to have had CTE.
Frank Gifford took a lot of hits during his 12-year career with the New York Giants, but none more memorable than the one he took from Philadelphia Eagle Chuck Bednarik in 1960. Its aftermath was captured in a now famous photo, Bednarik celebrating, Gifford crumpled on the turf. Gifford's family decided to have his brain studied after his death in August to see if it showed signs of the degenerative brain disease chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. In their statement, the family said their suspicions were confirmed and that Gifford did suffer from the disease. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell put out a statement saying that he appreciates the family's desire to help the medical community understand more about CTE and that player health and safety is the NFL's highest priority. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
And this is NPR. Football fans are ready to feast on three NFL games this Thanksgiving Day. The schedule features one of the league's remaining unbeaten teams and what's expected to be an emotional game in Green Bay. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
The 10-win, no-loss Carolina Panthers take their perfect record to Dallas for what could be a closer-than-expected matchup against the Cowboys. Behind the stellar play of quarterback Cam Newton and the fourth-ranked defense in the league, the Panthers have won their past two games by an average margin of 22 points. But Dallas quarterback Tony Romo is back from an injury, and the Cowboys appear poised to make a late run to the playoffs. Also today, the Green Bay Packers host the Chicago Bears. At halftime, the Packers will retire former quarterback Brett Favre's jersey. Another legendary Packers quarterback, Bart Starr, is expected to be there despite having severe health problems in the past year. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Volkswagen is being fined $12.3 million by South Korea over the emissions scandal. Countries also ordering the recall of more than 125,000 vehicles after finding the emissions tests were rigged. And the country continues to investigate 30,000 other VW diesel cars. Volkswagen admits it rigged U.S. tests, so it would appear that its diesel-powered cars were emitting fewer nitrogen oxides, which can contribute to ozone buildup and respiratory illnesses. World financial markets, Wall Street is closed today in observance of the Thanksgiving holiday. Asian markets closed mixed by the bell today. The Nikkei in Japan up nearly 0.5%. The Hang Seng down a fraction. European markets are trading higher. This is NPR News from Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.